Hello and welcome back to The Brunch Files, where we serve up bottomless brunch-worthy topics about life in your 30s. We're your hosts, Tegan and Rachel, and on the menu today, we did ask last week if you guys were interested in a meal prep, like food prep episode, and the answer was a resounding yes.
There was so much support.
There was so much. I was so surprised. We were kind of like, really, would anyone want to listen to an episode about that? But apparently you do, so.
Yes, we are like huge advocates for click and collect, for food prep, for meal planning, that kind of thing. And we feel like we've talked about it from time to time on the show. And we're like, what about we talk about it like in earnest for half an hour and see if people actually want to listen. But basically, we like to be as prepared as we can when it comes to our meal prep. We both, you know, head into office jobs and find it's just so, it just helps keep you on track with eating well, not spending extra money on food, takeaway, that kind of thing if we're prepared. So generally it's a Saturday or a Sunday and we try and set aside a bit of time, get a bit done. How do you find it helps you? Have you been doing it for long?
Probably the last, I don't know what, probably properly for the last 2-ish years, I would say. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I will say it has dropped off a little bit these last little while. But I've been working a little bit more from home on a Monday, so I found that a bit easier in that I don't have to prep like all of my meals so much on the Sunday.
Mm-hmm. You could do prep on the Monday.
Yeah, exactly. But I do, I guess, at the end of the day, still plan out what we're going to have for the week. Yes. So at least I've got everything that I need. Generally, last week we didn't get time to do the grocery shopping, so it fell by the wayside a little bit. But for the most part, yeah, we have sort of have everything. So that way, at least when you know, when you get home from work after a long day, even if you do have to cook, you know it's quick because you've got everything that you need and it's just a matter of like throwing it all together.
And like, heaven forbid, going back out to the shops once you've gotten home. I hate going to the shops
like full stop.
Yes. And also like a basket of groceries now, like I went and got some stuff the other day, everything that I could carry in one or two hands, and it was like $70-something. Yeah. It's not 30, you know, it used to be sort of $30 for a basket of groceries for like ingredients for a meal. But if you're doing that every single night, think about how much extra you're going to spend. Yep. Whereas I'll do one big shop a week and yes, it's $200 or more. Mm. Last time I mentioned this, I had a few friends with kids message and be like, lol, you should see what the bill is like for a groceries
when you're feeding
for a family.
More than just two people.
I'm like, I do not doubt it, but it feels like a lot just for the two of us. Mm. But whenever we don't do it, like you might have found last week that everything just falls off the rails a little bit.
It does.
You end up reaching for other things. You end up ordering takeaway. You end up just not feeling as good. There's no food in the house. It's just more stressful all around rather than just being like, all right, I've got everything I need.
Yeah. That's it. Absolutely. And it's just, you're more disorganized, I find.
We asked our listeners, though, if they meal prep. 43% said, sure do. 38
That's actually higher than I thought.
Yes. 38% said from time to time, but 19% said never have. And
I think it can be hard because it can be hard to know when to start. Because I remember when I first started, I was like, if I cook everything on the weekend, particularly if I'm having chicken or something, what happens if I get to like Thursday or Friday? Like it won't even be good anymore.
See, we had a – pardon me. We had a question about this. Like it's stressful. What do I know? So I think I'm going to talk to that because I'm pretty – like I will eat chicken – I'll cook it for 5 days worth of meals and I'll eat it from the fridge, no problem. I've done it for years now. If it's going to be beyond that fifth day, I'll chuck a couple in the freezer and I just pull it out in the morning or pull it out, put it straight in the microwave. Most things I've meal prep are freezer safe, whatever, freeze well, I would say, and microwavable. They're never as good as fresh, but, you know, for the sake of having good ready meals.
I used to find what I used to do for lunches a little bit with meat specifically was I would do like the bulk prep, like just say I was doing like chicken and vegetable salads. Like I would roast my veggies and everything on the weekend, prep my salad and then generally and cook the chicken for like Monday, Tuesday, probably Wednesday as well. Mm-hmm. And then Wednesday night I would often just cook up some fresh fillets.
You're dedicated. Now, see,
But everything else is already like prepped. Yeah. So it's just a matter of like literally while you're cooking dinner for that night, just whack the chicken on.
Extra chicken.
And then just chop it up and that's your Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, see, I would just cook six or seven days worth, put three in the freezer, the rest in the fridge and eat it for 4 or 5 days.
Kind of defrost sometimes that
night. Not as well, but I'm a bit just like whatever. We asked if people actually you know, if they don't do it, would they like to start? Two people said not interested, but the rest of you said they really would like to start. So for the two people that don't want to start, tune in next week or listen and tell us if we change your mind.
Yeah.
I just feel like the benefits are so many. I love it.
Yeah. I think for me, like pure, even if you just like put all the health and like everything convenience aside, like just from a money, like a pure financial perspective, because I found when I never used to do it, I would buy lunch every day and lunch now,
it's like $20.
Yeah, like 15, 16 bucks is like
a sandwich
cheap to buy lunch every single day. Like if you're going in the office 5 days a week, that's, you mm-hmm. know, $80 or whatever just on lunch. And it's like, do you really want to be spending
at least plus add your coffee, so you'd be yeah. easily spending $100
exactly,
and that's only what, 5 of your meals yeah. of the week, whereas I'm talking spending $200 for every meal for 2 people for most of the week.
Yeah,
when I break it down like that in my head, it's worth it and it makes sense.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Now we ask people what stops them. I guess what gets in the way of them?
Time.
yeah, 100% time. Lack of motivation was a big one.
Yeah.
It freaks me out. Like, do I have to freeze half so it stays good? Yes, just freeze half. It's so fine.
Yeah.
But also things last in the fridge well. Like if you've cooked it well, stored it well and leave it in the fridge.
Yeah.
I have no qualms. I've eaten chicken that's 6 days in the fridge. Probably not best practice, but like yeah. I'm pretty relaxed.
I think they say typically after 4.
Probably.
Yeah. Let's just like give
maybe do your own.
Eat it after 4 days at your own risk.
Yeah. Also, I have it like an iron gut. I don't. So sometimes a few times Andrew's eaten something and he's like, that I'm like, I probably. That might have been a bit dubious, Andrew, and his tummy is like weak compared to mine. So I don't get sick, but he does. So you just work out what works.
Work out, like find your limit. Yeah.
Someone said I always lose my Tupperware. I had to laugh because so true. But I feel like Andrew loses all about Tupperware. He leaves it places. And,
yeah, it's easy to do.
Mm.
Yeah.
My mum said too much commitment.
I think that's another big thing for people is, like if you don't, I suppose meal prep, the premise of meal prep, right, is that you're eating particularly lunch, probably the same thing.
Yeah.
Multiple days in a row. And some people
can't do that.
They'll get to the third day and it's really unappetizing and then they'll just not have their meal prep and buy lunch anyway.
Does that happen to you? Do you find that?
Not so much with lunches, but I like to change up my dinners.
Dinners. I can have the same breakfast for weeks on end.
Yeah. Lunch, breakfast again, not too fast.
Lunch, happy to circulate a few different things for a few weeks at a time. Dinner, as long as I've got a couple of options.
And
that we normally would eat a little bit differently on the weekends anyway, so that changes it up.
Yeah.
But for the rest of the time, I just feel like if I'm hungry, I feel like the food.
Yeah.
And it's like 24 hours later, so I'm ready for it again. So it doesn't faze me. But
and
I
there
do
are
understand.
A few options as well that we'll talk through here that you don't really need to do like full on bulk prep.
Yeah.
On the weekend. Like you're not, like sauteing chicken and veggies and whatever.
Do whole meals
the
even.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Which, we get to some of that. And a few people's tips and tricks were around like chopping bits and we'll get to that. but yeah, busy, busy, busy. Time, unsure what to make, how much to prep. So hopefully we have some solutions, some inspiration, some ideas for you today.
Yeah.
We thought we'd go through our
I just want to say one thing quickly about time. So it does seem like a big upfront time investment. Like, yes, you're probably putting aside, 60 to 90 minutes in one block. Mm-hmm. But I would challenge you to go, well, if that's doing your prep for breakfast, lunch and dinner – the entire week, then how much time is that saving you
throughout the week?
Because you probably inevitably, every time you sit down to cook on the week, on like an evening, it's at least 30 minutes if you factor in dishes, all of that. So you're probably spending double the amount of time over the week.
Mm-hmm.
Like it would, even though, yes, okay, it's one consolidated block, which might be challenging for families and people with kids and all those sort of things. So appreciate that. But I would just encourage people to think about it slightly differently because I think it does actually save you time.
Oh, 100%. And you know what else it saves? The effort. And like you said, the dishes, the mess. I don't enjoy cooking. So I understand, like my sister loves cooking. So she cooks up beautiful dishes every single night. I can't think of anything worse than having to spend my evenings doing that. So if I just do it once in the week, I've cooked once, I've made mess once, I've got meals for the rest of the week. Like to me, that is just a no-brainer and it's a win-win. But I appreciate that not everyone loves that.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd go through our own top three hacks and tips. Then we've got really some specific ideas to get you started.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's really useful for you. But my first hack or tip was, if this is something that interests you, if you've got a lot of questions, if you want to learn, if you want to really put some structure around your nutrition, is to get a nutrition coach, and at least for a while, just to take the guesswork out of it. You don't have to think about ideas then. They can do that for you. They can help you plan your meals. That's probably made the biggest difference to me in terms of my relationship with food, learning my knowledge of food, learning about the best way to fuel my body. And I can – just rely on the fact that what I'm eating is planned out for me for the week, and then I just have to execute, do my prep, and then it's like peace of mind and just reduction of the mental load.
Yeah, I would agree. I would say this is my number one tip as well. Mm-hmm. If it's within your budget and within your means to do it, then I think it can be really helpful. Even if you just did it for an 8-week period, I think a lot mm-hmm. of coaches have a 6 or 8 week minimum. Even if you just did it for that time, just as a bit of a circuit breaker,
yep.
just to get you, you know, started in the habit. But I think, yeah, taking that guesswork out of it and just helping you come up with some ideas around what to do. Because now, like, I haven't been working with a coach now for, I think it's been 7 or 8 months now, but I still just draw on a lot mm-hmm. of that stuff because a lot of the meals become quite formulaic. So you can yes. just switch, you know, switch out the protein, switch out the carb source, switch out the veggies, mm-hmm. and you can kind of get a complete meal in mm-hmm. multiple different ways. So I think for that education perspective, and if you're someone who's like, I really just don't know where to start, I think it's a really good place.
That's it. And our second tip might also be the same. And we have spoken about this probably at length on the show before, but click and collect / delivery. I've like a few times done delivery. Look, if you want to save money, go to Aldi. Like yep. there is, that's indisputable that you'll save, you know, significant amount on your shop if you can be bothered battling Aldi and that hectic checkout.
I don't think you save that much.
Really?
I don't think
Have you
do.
Seen the recent choice data on supermarket pricing? They've actually
yeah,
done.
Wasn't it though, like within $1.20?
No, it was like $16 cheaper Aldi.
Oh, really?
And then next cheapest was Coles, but significantly more expensive than Aldi. Then Woolies, more expensive than Coles. And then IGA, an extra $10 or
there
more.
There you go.
Aldi, and I've done my own comparisons before multiple times, and we would save so much more going to Aldi. I mean, you always have to go to Woolies or Coles to get those few things Aldi doesn't have. But if you can be bothered, if money is important to you, then
I also think like I was buying Aldi meat there for a little while and I don't think it's as good.
Yeah, I don't see, know. I think it's fine. I buy Aldi meat all the
there's
time.
There's a couple of things where I'm like, I don't know. But I think also because I'm obviously gluten-free, so I feel like my options are a little bit more limited. So, yeah, I don't know. I found that for us it just wasn't worth it. And like the Aldi for me to get to is like a little bit out of the way and it's inconvenient, which I think if that's a like – impediment,
yes,
then you've already lost. So it's like just do something that's convenient.
I would say we go through phases where every few months we're like, we should start shopping at Aldi and save money again, and we do it one weekend and then we're like, stuff that, we're going back to click and collect.
I think Aldi is great if you've got something coming up like a party or whatever and you need to just get some, like some of those. I think this, like if you're buying a lot of stuff like in packets, like packet muesli bars and things like that, then probably. But I think if you're buying like largely fresh produce, I don't think the differences of that stock.
No, I disagree so much. I honestly, I buy, and you, because you go and hand pick it, I often find I'll get crap produce through a click and collect because I feel like sometimes they get rid of stuff through the click and collect because they bank on the fact that no one comes back to swap it.
Yeah.
So if you're hand picking, you can pick what's good, what's not, and you can see what's good, what's not. And so I find like really good produce at Aldi. I mean, it all comes from the same places.
Yeah,
like,
no, it does. I think it's just the meat. I don't know, for some reason, I don't pick the meat.
I get No, I don't get chicken and all sorts at Aldi. I haven't had issues, but interested in your take as well. What do you think on the Aldi debate? Do you think you save money? Do you think the quality is good? It depends. I don't like their cleaning products. I hate the fragrances and everything in their cleaning products, so I don't do that. Some of their tin goods I've found have extra salt and things added, so you can pay attention to that. But like, I don't know, if I can get $70 tin tomatoes as opposed to $1.40. Sorry.
Yeah.
70 cent tin tomatoes instead of $1.20.
Like, I think for some of that stuff, like it is more cheaper
rice, and pasta, like
some of that, like stuff that comes in a packet, I think really you do save.
What's your second tip?
I also have click and collect your groceries. That's my third tip, but my second tip was that if you can't have a coach, like if a coach sort of isn't in your budget, then find an app. So I've been using the last couple of months the Keep It Cleaner app. Or the
is Kik, it good? I've never
the
used
Kik
it
app. Yeah, look, it was $99 for the annual subscription, and it gives you access. So there's like workouts on there, but there's also a whole heap of meal ideas. And it's really good because you can filter really easily. You can find like quick meals versus longer meals. They're all pretty balanced. They give you all the nutrition info, the servings, all that
sort
of stuff.
That's cool.
I'm pretty sure you can – I've never actually done this, but I'm pretty sure you can input stuff straight into a grocery list.
Ooh, I
love
that.
Correct me if I'm wrong. But
do you have to pay for it?
Yeah, so the app does have a cost. So, yeah, I think for the year it was $99 or something, which is not too expensive really. Or there's other – I think you can just do it monthly or and, like, it's a little bit more – I think it's a little bit obviously lower upfront cost, but I think it costs you a little bit more over the year.
But if you're getting so much out of it, then that pays for itself.
And there's
a
lot of really quick, affordable meal ideas. So I think if you're wanting to start meal prepping, because a lot of them are, you know, 3 or 4 servings per meal – so it can be a good place to start to just find some inspiration and cook some things that will last for a few days. So
because even just if you are cooking dinner, cook enough so that you've got lunch the next day,
yeah,
or dinner the next day. Don't ever, like, for me, I'm just like, why would you ever go to the effort of cooking for one meal? It's the same amount of effort,
yeah,
to just double it or triple it or quadruple it or however you want to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your next tip?
Well, my next tip was, click and collect your groceries. Yeah. But I think also it's part of that. It's really just around like planning to fit it in. So setting aside that time. So even if you're time, like maybe you're not going to meal prep it all in one go, but even if you take the time like on a Sunday morning to sit down at the computer or your phone or whatever and go through and actually plan out your meals and then like plan out all your groceries. You're at home, you can check what's in the pantry.
I always forget to do that, yep.
Which I still forget to do that sometimes because our computer's upstairs where I normally do it.
Like I can't be bothered doing it. Or you're in bed lying there on your phone doing it. Like, I'll be like, Andrew, can you please check if we have this?
Yeah, because it's so much more inspiring even if you don't like, do that bulk cook as I said, but like you get home on the Monday night and it's like, well, I know I'm making spaghetti bolognese tonight and I already have everything that I need. So it's not like, oh, I'm coming home from work, oh, I've got to go to the groceries and get stuff, like the supermarket and get stuff for dinner. Oh, no, we'll just get pizza. Like it takes that out, like that barrier away. So it I think that planning is super important.
That just sort of triggered something for me as well. I'll also, if something's on sale or say I am at Aldi, like I'll chuck in a few extra cans of this, that and the other or a few extra packets of microwave rice or a few. So I've always got a few of those things in the pantry. It sort of gets you ahead. So every time, every week, you're not having to do the big shop where you're restocking everything. I'll tend to throw in a few extra things so that I've got them on hand. But I think we're going to get to some good specifics to have on hand later. Yeah,
definitely. And I would say for families as well, like if you are doing a grocery shop, like I know, I don't know what Coles do, but I know with Woolies that if you spend over $300, you get delivery for free.
Yes. It's so only $200 for Woolies, is it?
It's $300 for Woolies.
Oh, well, that's $200 for Coles because I got free delivery the other day.
Yeah, okay.
For spending over $200.
Yeah, so I think that's a hack. Like if you're a busy family and your meal, your grocery budget like every week is $300 or $350, then do it online and get delivered.
And it saves you going in the car with the kids or, you know.
Yep, saves you heaps of time.
That's it.
Yeah.
My final hack, and it's just tough love for a moment, but is just prioritize it. Make the time. Like if it's not a priority, you're not going to get it done. How much do you actually want to, you know, eat well and to save money? And I guess that thing that I always challenge myself with this, it's like instead of saying I don't have time, try saying it's not a priority. And that kind of puts things in perspective. You're like, all right, I do want to do this.
Like, think how much time we spend just like sat on the couch scrolling on our phones.
Yes, watching Netflix, you whatever.
Know? Yeah.
Like I'm a very busy person. I don't have kids, so I'll disclaim that. But like I'm busy, so I feel like I can say it. I know everyone's circumstances are different, but it actually doesn't have to be a lot of time and effort. Like the slow cooker, the amount of times I've chucked everything into the slow cooker, maybe 10 minutes to just chop up a bit of stuff, chuck it into the slow cooker, tip in a few tins, pre-cooking rice, you know, you can buy pre-cut veg, protein, things like tins of tuna, microwave rice, half an hour to make all your breakfast for the week for overnight oats. Like it doesn't have to be a lot. Get up a bit earlier. Like I don't buy that there's no time to do any kind of prep, even if you can cut up a few things to help set yourself up.
If you've got 30, 40 minutes every night to cook dinner, then you've probably got time to do some meal prep.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I think, and it would say, I think that's the other thing, like it will save you time. Like it seems like a lot at the start.
Yeah.
But then once you form the habit, it's like anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it. What's your final
I had
tip?
Like a bonus hack, but that was make it yummy.
Yes.
And things that you actually want to eat. So obviously often the goal with meal prep is, you know, wanting to make sure you're eating like balanced, nutritious, healthy meals. But if they're not.
They can also be yummy.
Like if all you're having is a green salad with some like unflavored like chicken or something on it, like I'm not going to want to eat that.
Yeah.
So it's going to sit in the fridge at work and not get consumed and thrown out. So make it something you actually want to eat.
Yep.
Obviously with it, like while striving for that balance. So make it enjoyable.
I mean, I have fallen into the trap before of making like 10 serves of something that didn't work out very well and then trying to force myself to eat it and having to chuck some out. So like do maybe it's a bit of trial and error. When you, when you've got a recipe, you know, you love, then you can go ham, make 10 and freeze them.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. We actually got a few listener ideas and tips as well. We thought might be fun to get your take. Someone said prepping cut veg, fried tofu, chicken, whatever, then just adding it to whatever you want to make. So chopping up veg, maybe cooking some, chopping up some protein, cooking it, and then you've got your containers and then you can just throw it into an omelette or to a salad or a rice bowl or that kind of dish.
Yep. I think having pre-cut veg is really easy because you can pretty much add veggies to any meal and then it's really easy to do that if you just like have it ready to go.
Yeah, there's another one. Prepping bases as opposed to whole meals has been useful to try and beat boredom with the same meals. So then you can mix it up. Love that.
What would a base be though?
Oh, like I guess roast like, sweet potato.
Oh,
or
right. Okay.
Roast chicken or grated tofu.
You've cooked. I was just thinking of like sauces. Like,
oh. I think like, yeah, different things. You could say one day make a salad, one day you could make, you know, just a big, sometimes I just do like I call it a Rachel mishmash. Anyway, just like literally I'll grate up some veg, just put it all in a fry pan, crack in an egg, maybe a tin of tuna, maybe a little bit of cheese or something, and you fry it up. So like different things that can go into, clearly I'm not a chef and my meals are basic and not that exciting and kind of weird sometimes, but it works for me. So you probably, there's going to be people listening that would be a lot more like, a lot more good at this, but you know. A couple of people gave specific recipes. So spag bol with lots of veg. I love that one. I've been doing spag bol for lunches for the last 2 weeks with protein pasta. Yeah.
Mum used to always do that for us as kids. Like she would make spag bol and like grating zucchini, grating carrot, like hide the veggies.
That's it. I just chuck a whole bag of spinach in sometimes. Yeah. It disintegrates, like wilts away anyway.
Yeah.
Make a big meal and freeze the leftovers or eat it for a couple of nights.
Yeah. I often do that if I've made like too much that I know that it's going to go bad in the fridge before we'll get through it. I just, you know, curry is a good example. Like if I ever make curry, because I always can only ever seem to make like a ridiculous amount.
Same.
And so then I always, like just freeze half of it and chuck it in the freezer and then you've got that for a rainy day.
Yeah. And even better if you like portion it out into containers or bags and freeze that so that then when you just need a dinner for one or two, whatever it is, you can pull it out. Cook up some fresh rice, chuck it in.
Were there any other tips? Were they the main ones?
They were the main ones, I think. So we thought we'd get to some of our specific ideas. I don't think people want necessarily a play-by-play of recipes because this is just like audio only and it might be a bit boring. But my probably favourite one is like a rice bowl.
Yeah.
With rice as the base, a protein source. I'll often use tinned tuna.
Yeah.
You can do chicken, you can do salmon and some veg and a bit of kewpie.
Yeah.
Kimchi, I do a bit of gut health. Like just you can do cold veg like salad. So you could just do, say you've got tomato, warm rice, warm rice, tuna, some tomato, cucumber, spinach, lettuce, whatever.
Yeah.
Toss it all together. Or you can literally do microwave veg like frozen veg, peas and corn.
Yeah, so good.
And it's stuff you can always have in the pantry. So think about it, rice or rice cups in the pantry, tinned tuna in the pantry. Everyone's got a bit of kewpie or some sort of dressing you can chuck on. And then it's whatever's in the crisper, whatever's in the frozen in your freezer. Like, and it is a 5 minute prep and it's so good.
Rice is so good because A, you can buy like the you know, the little cups and the sachets and things. But even if you put it like with the exception of brown rice because that takes a little bit longer to cook. But if you have a rice cooker, like I reckon that's probably like my most used appliance. Yeah,
same.
Because it's so quick. You just come home, you whack it in like 10 minutes, it's cooked. So by the time you've prepped the veg and whatever, like it's all ready to go.
Yeah.
At the same time, it's so speedy and quick.
Yes. And it's also the best for meal prep.
Yeah.
If you cook up 7-8 serves of rice and like it doesn't freeze the best and you are meant to eat rice quite quickly, like you're not meant to have that for too many days. But again, I've done it 4 or 5 days.
Because
like,
it's so easy to prep in the rice cooker. You can do it again on Wednesday. Couple of days and then just do it again on Wednesday. It's like it's really simple and easy to do. So I often do that because I just get a bit funny. I'm like, oh, I don't know if it's
and once you get the ick with it, you're like, I can't finish this.
Yeah, so I'll just re-cook that stuff through the week and it's really quick and easy.
But buy rice cups when they're on sale, so you've just got a supply in the pantry. They are the best.
The only thing I don't love about the rice cups is like microwaving everything in plastic.
True.
So I try to avoid, like I'll have that if I'm like on the go or in a pinch, but otherwise I do try and prep my rice and it's a lot cheaper.
It is. Because a bag of rice is considerably $5 cheaper. For like a couple of kilos of rice.
Yeah, or like $3 for two cups or something. Yeah.
Yeah. We love some overnight oats or overnight wheat bix.
Yeah.
So my basic recipe for overnight oats is literally like 50 or 60 grams of rolled oats, a scoop of protein, about 30 grams of protein. You can use unsweetened almond milk or whatever your milk of choice is. I just use water because I find the protein powder milkies it up anyway. I chuck on frozen berries, fresh berries.
Nut butter.
Some peanut butter, some nuts and seeds, some like pepitas or flaked almonds.
Yeah.
I make 5 or 6 of them, leave them in the fridge all week. They're just delicious every single day. Like,
yeah, it almost gets better the longer it sits.
Yeah. And same overnight wheat bix, similar. I crush up wheat bix and either put in some whatever your favourite milk is or water. Then I just whip up protein powder in yogurt. So that can be coconut yogurt's delicious, but obviously Greek yogurt's a bit better for our tummies and it's higher in protein. So whatever you like. And then on top, strawberries, raspberries, pepitas, flaked almonds. It's just like it's delicious. The best. I'm having that again next week. I haven't had wheat bix.
I had that for breakfast this morning. So yum.
And you can do that.
Yeah, I on often the spot. Just make it in the mornings now.
I just mix it all up together.
Yeah, it's just if you just let the milk sit on the wheat bix, because I use gluten-free wheat bix as well, and they're a little bit more. They're
not bad though. I quite like them.
They go more. I think they just absorb the milk quicker. they're less crunchy.
Yeah. Okay.
The other thing is pastas. Pastas are so quick and easy. So, you know, pesto chicken pasta or like a quick bolognese.
Yeah. With protein the pesto pasta. Chicken. It's literally, I just cook up some chicken.
Yep.
Chuck in some just chopped in half, what are they called? Cherry tomatoes, some zucchini, some spinach. Pesto straight from the jar, a little bit of pasta water, throw your pasta in, mix it up. Like that is just it's so easy. Simple.
Yeah. Sometimes what I do even as well, because I often buy the protein pasta, so your red lentil pastas or your chickpea pastas or things like that. Or that
Veta protein spirals. It's not gluten-free, but they're really high in protein. Good. They take 18 or 20 minutes to cook, so you need a little bit more time. But if you, particularly if you're plant-based and you need a protein source.
That's what I was saying. I often sometimes just do that for like lunch if I'm working from home and I just need to whip something up quickly. It's like protein powder, just some protein pasta,
powder
tin tomatoes, and then just like some like zucchini, like a little bit of diced onion, just like literally random veg, mix it all up, tiny bit of Parmesan cheese, and like there you go. It takes like literally 10 minutes and it's really yum.
There are so many things you can do with pasta. I have one that I love and it's like Mexican fajita pasta. So basically I do chicken, capsicum, onion, and then I put in some fajita seasoning and some light cream cheese and again mix in the pasta with a bit of pasta water and it's like creamy, Mexi, delicious goodness. It sounds so good. Sounds weird, but it's good.
Yes. Well, on the Mexi bandwagon, like I think anything in the slow cooker, like Mexican in the slow cooker can be really easy.
I go too.
Yeah.
So like my Mexi chili, it's literally either beef or chicken. You just, and you can chuck in whole breasts if you want to or dice it up. Tinned tomatoes, tinned black beans, maybe some kidney beans, corn, and Mexi seasoning. And you can do some fresh veg as well. So like you can do onion, capsicum's awesome, zucchini, spinach, like whatever veg you want to cram in there.
Yep.
Pop it in the slow cooker. That's like a 10-minute job and that's you can make 10 meals so easily.
Yep, I do that as well, but often and make it you can make it vegetarian. I just use quinoa.
Yes. Oh, that is good. I've had your quinoa one. It's so good.
It's just like, quinoa, zucchini, beans, so black beans, kidney beans, typically corn, and then you just mix it all up with like a couple of tins of tomato. You can also do it on the stove. It's just like a one-pot recipe. So quick and easy, some Mexican spices done and it's yum.
Yep. And what you can do when you serve that, I will generally do it with rice, a little bit of cheese, corn chips. It's excellent. We always add some corn chips. Yep. Avo. Yep.
Or you can use it as a taco filling even. It's the other thing you can do.
There's so many things you could do. Or enchiladas. Yep. So yesterday, thanks to you, I did this similar thing. So I cooked up a Mexi chili and then for like half an hour before it's done, chopped up some wraps and chucked them in, then some cheese on top, put the lid back on for half an hour. And then it's this delicious, like one pot chicken enchilada goodness without having to roll anything up. You've just chucked in the wraps. And I've got like, I don't even know, 8 serves of that left for dinners this week. And I'm so excited. Yeah, it's so good. Lasts
for ages. Yeah. The other things are like, back on the rice train, but like fried rice or any sort of, like one pot, one pan kind of meal. I think, if you can minimize dishes.
Oh, 100%.
Always helpful, right?
Yes. Even like one that's good for cramming in a lot of veggies are like pies. So shepherd's pie with like sweet potato on top.
Yeah. Also soups.
Soups, yeah. See, my issue with soup is I need to eat heaps of bread with it because it's boring. I'm not a soup person.
Yeah. I think it depends on the soup.
Yeah. What are your go-to soups?
Well, I made one again from the Keep It Cleaner recipe and it was a lentil and pumpkin soup, which was actually really delicious. Or like chicken soups, like chicken and sweet corn soup is always delicious.
True.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of just like a plain veggie soup.
No, I think that's a bit
brothy and I'm not a big fan.
I like a chunky soup.
Yeah. I'd love a pumpkin soup, but again, there's not much to it. So it's really only worth it for like a bit of an entree. Yes. You're having something else because there's not really enough. You have to eat quite a lot to have it be
And then my issue with that is there's like no protein sauce. I'm like, it's pumpkin. Yeah. That's great. Good veg. But like
– that's why the red lentil one was good because I had the red lentils in it, which adds that protein sauce. That so yummy. It was really yum.
Yeah. It's like there's so many good things you can do. But also we also sometimes you don't have time and that's just sort of the reality of it. So we thought we'd go through like if you've got no time to prep, no worries. We've got you covered. We have some breakfast ideas. So a protein smoothie can be a really great way to get a balanced breakfast and run out the door. So like if you've got a good protein powder, chuck in some veggies, chuck in like if you know, spinach, whatever, you can chuck hide veggies in there easily. Frozen berries, banana, a bit of protein, a bit of a fat source, definitely. Some milk or water. And that's like I find smoothies don't fill me up for very long.
Well, this is the thing. So I remember watching a video that a dietitian was doing. She was like, if you're making a protein smoothie, because apparently there's something to do with the act of chewing
yes.
that makes That makes the meal more satiating. Yeah.
It's like the hormone that your saliva develops.
So it's like if you're going to make a smoothie, maybe if you were going to put a banana in the smoothie, for example, put the banana on the side and have the banana with the smoothie. Mm. Or you just can so you've actively, got something to chew.
Yeah, you can actually chew your smoothies, which is something someone suggested, but it's kind of weird. It doesn't really work. So someone's been like, just make sure you chew your smoothie.
The reason it goes through is it's because it's been blended, it's kind of pre-digested. Yeah. So you've kind of done some of the hard work for your body as well. Yeah. So I think always pairing it with something you can just, even a muesli bar or something like that.
I find a smoothie is really good for my mid-afternoon snack. So if I need a snack that has protein and needs to fill me up till dinner, ticks that box really well. But for breakfast, it doesn't get me through. So I'm going to need like a muesli bar and banana or whatever in the morning. Yogurt, oats and fruit though, honestly, like – it's so always easy. Handy. Just whatever fruit, banana, mash it up, chop it up, bit of yogurt, some rolled oats chucked in, maybe some peanut butter for some fat, and like that's easy.
Yeah, or any sort of breakfast cereal can be nice. Even like I used to have like Special K is always
just not good thing. For us though.
Some of them aren't too bad though. Yeah. They're not high in sugar. They're not that high in sugar. Depends what you choose. Like don't go for like Fruit Loops or something.
I do love cereal. Like I would.
Some of the other cereals aren't too bad if you just need something quick. And if you're loading it up with some, like yogurt and fruit, then it's a pretty good option.
Yeah. And then like toast and avo and a protein shake on the side. Mm-hmm. So like, again, if you want to chew something and have something yummy and savory, but you know, want a bit of protein, like you can just do that as well. You can do that at work, like take your bread, take an avo, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
But also if you have to buy, just be selective. Like there is nothing wrong with a ham and cheese toasty.
Yeah, egg and
bacon,
toasty.
Yeah, egg and bacon wrap. Look, even a McMuffin, egg and bacon McMuffin is like 300 calories and almost 20 grams of protein. So
I think the sausage and egg one as well is quite good. I can't eat those, but
That's it. Or like buy yourself a YoPro and a banana, throw in some oats, you know, a muesli, like you said, or a cereal that you're happy with. Like it's not that hard to make a good decision. Yeah.
And I think sometimes it's just about eating something in the morning because then you're less likely to like, probably snack on like really unhealthy things throughout the day when you just get hungry and ravenous. And then the only thing that sounds good is a muffin or like is a croissant or something like that.
Completely. Our coffee shop at work always has like this beautiful spread of pastries and I'm always resisting. It's like I did have one the other day. I mean, you know, obviously indulge sometimes, but if I was doing that every day, there'd be a problem.
Yes.
What about lunches? What are some easy grab and go lunches?
Yeah, I think a microwave meal can always be really handy. I've done that a couple of times. There's a Woolies really close to my work and sometimes on lunch, if I've just been, you know, running late and I don't want to go and spend like crazy amounts on, you know, some of the options, even though the options around me aren't too bad, but some of them are quite expensive. It's like, I'll just duck down to Woolies and get a wellness bowl.
No, or like $8 or something.
Yeah, $6 even sometimes. And it's just something, you know, it's easy and cheap and still, not too bad.
Yeah, and I think some good options like the Core Power Meals, My Muscle Chef, You Foods. Yeah. There's some really good ones that actually show you what the calories are, what the protein is. Yeah. So, you know, you can make an informed decision.
Yeah, and you can even buy their meal plans you can buy from some of these companies. Mm-hmm. So I think it's like Chef Good and stuff you can buy and they'll give you, you know, 10 meals a fortnight or something like that that can be delivered. Like if you're someone who goes, I'm just not going to prep my lunch, but I need something a little bit more. It is a bit more expensive. So you've got to factor that in.
Yeah, I did that.
But it can be helpful.
It can. I did that sometimes when I was working in Canberra at Parliament. I would get a box delivered like on the Sunday or whatever. And then I had lunches and I could just take them all to work. And then rather than buying lunch every day or missing lunch or whatever.
Yeah.
I know I just ridiculed soups, but like the La Zuppa soups at the supermarket, they're just on the shelf, like packet ones. Yeah. Strength Meal Co. has really nice soups, a really lovely ham and pea and ham soup, I think it is. And like just some wholemeal bread, some toast, you know, that's easy. You can make it at work, warm it up in the microwave. Yep. That's an easy one. And I know I'm a broken record, but our rice cup tuna, some salad and kewpie, it's easy to throw together at work.
Yep. The other thing that's kind of in that vein is if you're close, but just getting some sushi hand rolls.
I love
sushi. Like obviously pick your, like some of them are better than others, but like the tuna ones or the salmon and avocado ones or something like that. If you can have that with a little bit of soy sauce, like that's not a terrible option
for lunch.
And they've gone up.
How much is a sushi roll now?
I think they're about $2.70.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe. That's not too bad. They're not over $3 yet.
Some of them might be, depends on when you go, but I think they're still in that like upper $2 range.
Yes.
So, you know, you can get two or three of those for lunch and that's a fairly you know, delish, healthy lunch. And
delicious. Especially if you do like fish, it's a good opportunity to get your omega-3s. Like,
yeah, definitely. They have chicken fats. Ones and things like that as well, or egg ones, a whole bunch of things. That's it.
And also, there is nothing wrong with a sandwich. I know we grew up in an era where it was like carbs are evil. A sandwich is an amazing option.
I often take a sandwich, and then we've got toasted sandwich makers at work. You just toast it at work.
Yep. And like, you can cram good protein in, good veg in. Like, that's just a good option. Or buy one. You feel like we got chicken salad rolls from the bakery the other day because we were on the road. Mind you, it was like $20-something for two chicken salad rolls, but still, at least we, you know, I was eyeing off the sausage rolls and pies, and I was like, just get the roll.
Yeah. we made chicken salad rolls just for lunch yesterday. We were coming home and we just ran past Coles, got a hot chook, bought a bag of lettuce leaves, and we had some tomato and stuff in the fridge and got some sliced cheese, like whack it on, like yummy, healthy lunch.
Speaking of inflation, apparently the hot chook is a really good measure. So like, how much is the hot chook now? Like $12 something?
We actually went to, we were driving past a Red Rooster. So we bought a Red Rooster hot chook because I was like, probably a little bit fresher.
I always forget you can do that.
Yeah, you can.
And they're good, aren't they?
And they're good. And it's like no different to just going to a chuck or chicken shop or whatever. It was actually lucky because then when we went to Coles, the hot chook, the oven had broken, so there was none.
That's a relief. But speaking of hot chooks, like dinner on the run, if you have not had time to do your click and collect, your grocery shopping, any kind of food prep, and you have to run past the supermarket, think of bags of salad, hot chook, or those pre-marinated chickens to chuck in the oven. I know you don't like Aldi meat, but Aldi has some really beautiful pre-marinated chickens.
They have them at Coles and Woolies as well.
And like, they're so easy to chuck them in the oven.
Butterfly boneless chicken. Make sure you get the boneless one because you get the one with bones, it takes so much longer to cook.
And it's also a pain to then like pick out bones and stuff. We love doing homemade pizzas. So we'll just get wraps or flatbreads, pizza, squeezy pizza sauce, and then it's whatever veg and meat you've got.
Hot chook is always good for that as well.
Good one.
We often do that. We're actually doing that for lunch today. We've got family coming over for lunch and we're doing that with just a hot chook on.
And like, if you're someone that has the time, wants to make your bases and all that stuff, go all out. But like, you can also get a bag of wraps. Salmon, steamed veg, some McCain fries.
We literally did this the other night because we were like, both Sean and I were coming. Well, I think I'd been delayed for the trains and Sean was getting home just before me. I was like, can you just go to Coles? Like, what should I get? And I was like, literally just get some salmon. So you got, two salmon fillets. He just went and got a bag. We never normally do this. We normally just chop up our veg at home. But he got one of those bags of, you know, when they comes, like the steamed veg comes in the bag.
Yes.
You just put the bag in the microwave for like 3 minutes or whatever. Did that and just, some McCain fries, which we chucked in the air fryer. And it was like whipped up like relatively, like probably the McCain fries aren't like the best option. Though, but after a long day, it was delicious.
I just think like the alternative was you ordered fish and chips, had no veggie sauce, had a lot of extra grease. Like, I think.
Well, they're not deep fried, you know.
Yeah, that's sort of it.
Yeah.
And like, even do that or make your own fries, use the McCain's ones. But steam, like veg like that from the freezer, nutritionally, it's just about the same. Often it's cheaper, it's pre-done.
Sometimes it's actually, there's been studies on that it's better because it's snap frozen. So it doesn't have
sat
time
on the shelf.
Yeah, exactly. To lose that nutrients.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there are also like, I know we demonize takeaway sometimes, like in, you know, culturally, I suppose, but there are some options that I think aren't terrible. So like grilled burgers, obviously you've got to be a little bit selective with the ones that you choose, but for the most part they're generally quite good. Like, it's lean meat, you know, some of the sauces and might be a bit high calorie, but you can always remove those if you wanted.
And I think the beauty of grilled is they actually list sort of macro content, so and like calories and stuff, so you can just make an informed decision, which is sometimes half the battle. If you don't know what you're dealing with, then you're like, oh, and then you can then you feel guilty because you're like, oh, I've made a bad decision. But if you're like, actually, this is probably similar to if I'd just made it at home.
Yeah, exactly. And I think things like schnitz as well, particularly if you go for a grilled chicken option. So, and I mean, even I think their schnitzels, like the actual crumb schnitzels, are baked; they're not fried.
Okay,
but still, but if you wanted to make it a little bit lighter, just it's a wrap. Then it effectively just becomes a grilled chicken wrap.
Yes.
And again, just be a little bit selective with the sauces and the options that you choose.
Yeah.
Go for one that's a little bit more salad heavy.
Yep.
Than perhaps like bacon and cheese and egg and whatever. But you can find some. It's, you know, maybe skip the chips if you're looking for something healthier. But like,
maybe,
can
maybe be don't good, always, but sometimes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But there can be good options for takeaway.
Yes. I love doing like fur, like chicken fur or something. I mean, it's, you know, like, you, I think you, it's quite salty.
That's my only struggle with it, because I do enjoy, I do love it, but I just find I'm like so thirsty for the rest of the evening.
But like a good broth, it's got veg, it's got you some carb sauce through the pasta, and then a really good protein sauce. You can have like, I often just do the grilled or the poached chicken.
Yeah. Yep. I think even McDonald's has some options. So they used to have like a seared chicken wrap. I haven't eaten from McDonald's in a very long time because all I can have at the moment, I think, is their fries. Everything else has gluten in it. But they used to have, yeah, like these seared chicken snack wraps, which I used to, I remember when I was at uni and stuff, would just run past those and get those because they were quite, you know, like not crumb chicken.
And like $2 or something, aren't they?
$2. No, I didn't have cheese. It was just like lettuce, a wrap, like a tortilla chicken and like some sort of like mayo, I think. Yeah. But they also used to do that in a salad as well. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they still do that.
I think I did do the salad once and it was very sad. Like it was some of the like kind of defrosted burger lettuce, a couple of tomatoes and a piece of chicken.
Right.
But you know, that was years ago.
Who knows? They used to have like a lean beef burger and something that was like 350 calories and again, or something like that.
And again, they do list calories and things. So you can make an informed decision.
There's some options. Yeah. And Subway is another great option as well.
On the run.
Again, just you can make it relatively healthy. And I think most of the things, if you don't want to do it in a sub, I think you can't do it in a salad.
Oh, true. Subway. Yeah, I have done that before. I just remember this problematic Michelle Bridges recommendation of my youth. And it was like, go to Subway, ask them to hollow out the bread. So basically they're pulling out the insides of the baguette and then you can fill that with salad and other things. And I was like, what a great idea at the time. Now I'm like, eat the bloody bread, people.
Yeah, I miss being able to eat the Subway bread. It smells so good.
I think it's like fake. Something the about fragrance it. They use, though, isn't it? I think they put it out.
I don't know, but it smells amazing, whatever it is.
And their cookies smell so good.
Yeah.
And again, Mexican burrito bowls. I know we keep harking back to Mexican, but there's been times where we've been so close to ordering Uber Eats and I look in the cupboard and I'm like, oh, we've got tinned beans. We've got spices to like taco spices. We've got corn. We've got a few salad things. And we just will like, and maybe, you know, chicken breast in the freezer or whatever it might be. And we'll just fry up whatever Mexi ingredients we have with some taco seasoning, or if you've got paprika and cumin and a few things, make your own.
Coriander seed.
Yes. And then it's like, okay, what else do we have? We might have some wraps. We might have some Greek yogurt, some cheese.
Yeah, you generally always have some cheese. And
any kind of bowl like that can just be so easy to put together. And I think it takes 10 minutes.
The beauty of it as well is one of those things that doesn't have to cook for long to taste good. Like some of the other meals, like a bolognese, for example, like it can taste okay if you cook it up quickly, but it tastes better the longer it cooks. Soup, I think, is a similar thing. Like, but Mexican, it kind of, you can whip it up really quickly and it's really tasty.
Yeah, it's like basically your taco, your taco filling. It's like delish. Yeah. And then like if you're really in a pinch, we talked about it before, but frozen meals, there's like a whole bunch. Like is it Wellness Bowls, Power Food Brand, My Muscle Chef, You Foods.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's options.
Yeah, don't opt for like, I think there's like the McCain pub size meals and things like that. Like don't opt for those potentially, like unless you're really feeling it, but it's probably not the best option. But there are some really good frozen meal options that are just quick. Again, like it's probably a little bit more expensive because you're paying for that convenience. But like, if you're really in a pinch and on the run and you just need something quick and you know that if you don't get it, you're going to get takeaway, then it's probably a good option.
That's it. But hopefully this has been helpful. It's been fun to like dissect some of our habits and the things that work. But send us your ideas if we've missed anything or you've got some great ideas we can share with our listeners on socials, send them through.
Yeah. And if you're wanting to get started this week, then like even if you just prep, like if prepping breakfast, lunch and dinner seems too much, just pick one of them and try it, give that a go and then add on next week.
Yes. Give like maybe do overnight oats or something for brekkies and see how good that is walking out the door in the morning, grabbing that on the way. Yeah. Or, you know, like one listener said, chop up a few things that can be thrown into different meals or whatever it might be.
Or just make the plan.
Yes.
And see how you go.
Yeah.
But yeah. Well, thank you as always for listening and we will catch you in the next one.
Bye.
The Brunch Files would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the lands on which we live, meet, work and play, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging, and of course any First Nations peoples who may be listening today.
This podcast is all about the adventures, stories and laughs of being a woman in her 30s. While we strive to entertain and share relatable experiences, please remember that our content is purely for fun and shouldn't be taken too seriously, and it's definitely not professional advice. Life is a wild ride and everyone's journey is unique. We believe that laughter is the best policy and we're just here to spread some joy.